This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I know how to help people, and now you guys, because these women don't have the message, don't understand what she's talking about.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to have you scratch your sleeve because my family members are not allowing you to.
Assalamu alaikum. We finally get to hear from Habib himself on what really happened on him getting escorted off, kicked off of this flight. Let's watch this video and come back and get answers directly straight from Habib.
I know how to help people, and now you guys, because these women don't have the message, don't understand what she's talking about.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're either going to have you switch your seat because my flight attendants are not allowing you to sit in the exit row, or you're going to have to get off this plane and then walk
on the because
they're not comfortable with sitting in the exit row. My flight attendants. And unfortunately, it is fair.
You guys, when I was not in Turkey, they asked me, do I know English? Yes, I said.
And yes. I understand that, but it's also off of their judgment. I'm not going to do this back and forth. I will call a supervisor. You can either take a different seat, or we can go ahead and escort you off the plane. Which one are we doing? Okay, I'll call a supervisor, and then we're going to have to rebook you for a different flight. Josh, do you copy?
Habib goes on to say, first of all, I need to clarify that it was Fly Frontier, not Alaska Air. Lady comes to me with questions, was very rude from the very beginning, even though I speak very decent English and can understand everything and agree to assist. She still insists on removing me from the seat. What was the base for that? Racial, national, or other one? I'm not sure, but after 2 minutes of conversation, she called security and I was deplaned from this aircraft. After an hour and a half, I boarded another airline and left to my destination. I did my best to stay calm and respectful, as you can see in the video, but those crew members could do a better job next time and just be nice with their clients. Isn't that just common sense? You want to be respectful and nice to the people who are paying you, the people who now, if you don't have these people, you're going to go out of business. So we can take one example from Habib here. This is a practicing Muslim who's patient. He handled the situation with dignity. You didn't see him cursing, getting ghetto. And we should get some answers for this. He should get some answers. I think we should put some pressure, make some noise, and Frontier should issue an apology to really investigate, because they ask you this question before you come on, if you're going to sit by this seat, that now are you able, as he pointed out, are you able to handle things? And I mean, I don't think you can get anybody better to handle the situation if things went down than Habib on that plane. And he answered, like he's saying, yes, I can do it. And then later, it also seems like somebody said something that triggered it. And then what happens? Boom, everything kicks off because of some other person. It seemed like in the video, that's what it was.
But another passenger reported him when he ended the call with the words, Inshallah, which means God willing.
So Frontier should go ahead and do a proper investigation, and they should issue a public apology to our brother Habib. So let's go to the final point. I want people to really think. I just recently tweeted something on X with Habib, and I said a Muslim, out of respect, avoids even touching an unrelated female, let alone doing anything else. So next time you want to think of Islam and someone who's practicing it, you can see this video here where the women are trying to shake his hand and he's out of respect putting it on his heart, let alone taking the worst of examples. We don't take someone whose name is John, for instance. You can connect that name to someone who's a Christian, but he's not following Christianity. Just like we don't even know if these people with this grooming scandal, if they're even Muslim. And you take the worst of examples. A Muslim who's not even like Habib is supposed to be putting his hand like he's doing here on a woman, let alone being alone with her, let alone all these other evil, despicable, despising things. Do we disavow ourselves from any individuals like this? Again, we don't even know if they're Muslim, let alone dealing with alcohol and drugs and partying, everything that's the antithesis to Islam. So think about that next time you hear these asinine connections that people are trying to make and put an Islam under the microscope, connected to Islam. Say, we got some Islamic thing here going on. This is ludicrous. It's insane. I wanted to just point this out so we can see Habib and the example that he set on this airline, and then this video that I just showed you here with these women. So you cannot be duped when they hit you with another psyop and they try to distract you from the visa situation and the things that are going on in Gaza, and they throw you some bait and you just jump on it. You're like, oh, they just start attacking Islam, and all of a sudden all the other things that are going on in the world, you forget about that and you start attacking Islam. Remember, Islam means peace acquired by submission to who? To the creator of the heavens and earth. And a Muslim is trying to be morally upright. We're not perfect. We're all works in progress, but Islam is perfect. It's a perfect way of life from the creator of the heavens and the earth. From A to Z, tells us how to have a direct connection with our creator, how to be successful in this life by worshiping the creator alone and not his creation, how to get salvation, how to go ahead and earn and get to paradise, avoid the hellfire. And you can definitely have a place in the hellfire by doing some of these grooming, scandalous things and drugs and alcohol and hooking up with females and doing all of these preposterous, evil, evil things. But if you want to have a place in Jannah and paradise, a Muslim is far away from all of these accusations and all of these slanders that they're trying to connect to Islam, far away. So don't be duped next time and fall for the psyop, to fall for the lies. Think for yourself and visit us at the Dean Show. And if you got any questions, call us, 1-800-662-ISLAM. Call, let's talk. Don't just be a troll online. You know what? I'm going to even give you a gift. What's that gift? I'm going to give you a free copy of the Quran. You can open it for yourself and read. Don't just take what the Islamophobes throw you out there, things out of context. We can play that game with any book, with the Bible especially, but we have much more respect and dignity. But I'll give you a free copy of the Quran. Go to thedeanshow.com. You'll get one and read for yourself. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.